What's up, wrestling fans? Patrick Hickey Jr. here, editor-in-chief of ReviewFix.com, here to share my thoughts and hopes, hopes being the key word, for TNA in 2012. 2009 was a bad year for TNA. 2010 was a bad year for TNA. 2011 was a bad year for TNA. What can they do to separate themselves from the pack? How can they make themselves a uncontested number two wrestling promotion in the United States? Logic. Even though many of the WWE storylines lack logic, there's enough of it to keep the audience connected. There's enough, barely, enough suspense of disbelief to keep fans connected, to keep them happy. Also, for a company that says wrestling matters, there's just not enough of it on the show lately. For a year that's been as bad as 2011 has been for TNA, why they would end their show, their flagship show, with a knockouts match is shocking. It makes absolutely zero sense. What also makes zero sense is that they would have a tag team tournament, a wild card tag team tournament, and not have their championship tag team, Crimson and Matt Morgan, defend their titles at all during that process. So now you have two huge guys. Matt Morgan at one time was a clear-cut heavyweight contender. Some argue that he's the best wrestler in TNA to never have that title. I would absolutely agree with those sentiments. And then you have Crimson, an undefeated rising singles competitor, on a team together, and yet you don't have them compete for a month while this tournament is going on. So you can say that, well, maybe there's not enough tag teams in TNA for them to not only have a tournament, but to also have the tag team titles being defended on the semi-regular. And what I say to that is, why can't they just have a job-out match? You have these silly promos with Crimson and Matt Morgan saying, we'll defend our titles against anybody in any promotion, blah, 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 blah. TNA has a working relationship with New Japan. Bring in a tag team from New Japan! Somebody, just somebody to show the fans that the tag team division in TNA is not dead. They could have wrestled at a pay-per-view or something like that. They could have brought in anybody. Just somebody that these two guys could look good against and have a decent match with. Maybe give them a double team finisher. Something to show the fans that, you know what, maybe tag team wrestling still has a chance. For a long time in TNA, that was the thing. It was great tag team wrestling, great X division wrestling, and now it's just not there. And you have some of these X division stars, like up and coming X division stars. Tony Nese is gonna be the bee's knees. Tony Nese is, if Ultimo Dragon and Dynamite Kid and maybe Dean Malenko had a three-way and one of them had a vagina and a kid popped out, it would be Tony Nese. The kid can go. Zema Ion, another guy, incredibly talented. His angle is terrible. If they pulled it off with a little bit more precision, it would be great. I understand they're going for like the pretty boy, like Rick the Model Martel kind of thing, but it's just a little too wacky and he's just so over the top that every time he talks, I just want to laugh at him. That feud needs to continue, but it needs to be for something. In the time being, Tony Nese needs to be built up. This guy could have a fantastic match with Austin Aries, and that's a problem too. Austin Aries is a great wrestler. He's not wrestling on Impact. So you have a tag team division where the champions don't wrestle on Impact. You have an X Division champion who's excellent in the ring, and he's surprisingly solid on the mic, who doesn't wrestle and barely cuts promos. Two problems that need to be fixed. Aries needs to be in a long-term angle with somebody. The tag team division needs to be fleshed out. the TV championship division. If someone wasn't watching TNA, they wouldn't have any idea of who the champions were. If someone didn't watch TNA for a couple of weeks. Robbie E is a good wrestler. I have a lot of respect for what Robbie E does in the ring. I like him a lot. I think he's a better wrestler than Zack Ryder, and they have the same gimmick. But again, when does he wrestle on Impact? When does anybody wrestle on Impact? That's the way it feels lately. In order for this company to really get to where they need to be, that needs to change. There needs to be wrestling on Impact. Wrestling has to matter. It can't just be a bullshit catch line. Pardon my French. Even though Maurice isn't here and I'm not speaking French. You cannot have a company that says they're about professional wrestling when they don't actually wrestle. When you're watching a 2-hour show that drags like an old lady in a wheelchair with a dead battery, and the 2 hours feels like four, that's telling you something. The creative team doesn't watch the show after it goes on. It's obvious. Because if they did, they'd stop and say, oh my god, that promo went entirely too long. Let's not give so-and-so, whoever it may be, and usually it's everybody, 3 extra minutes on the mic because they don't know what to do with it. Instead, let's have a jobber match. Or let's build up somebody. Or let's do this. Or let's do that. Everyone wants a piece of the pie in TNA, and they're trying their hardest to appease all of these people, and it's not working. TNA needs to take a step back and go, okay, Bully Ray works as a mid-card heel. He's doing his job. He has a job that works. But D-Von, on the other hand, is in a pretty bad feud with the Pope. The Pope hasn't been over since he's been in TNA. D-Von and his kids aren't exactly over either. Let's see. Let's put D-Von and the Pope in a match. Have them go 10 minutes, have them bust their ass in the ring, see what the fans think, have them cut a couple of promos, have another match. If it doesn't work after that, then you drop it. You go to something else. But instead, TNA seems to drag these things out. So instead of the Pope and D-Von having a match, it's just meaningless promo for the last 5 weeks that no one cares about, and by the time they get to a match, no one will care. And speaking of matches, the swerves, the constant swerves and interference in almost every single match on Impact is just, it's done. It's old, it's boring. And the fact that TNA actually has the balls to do this on pay-per-views too. To have clear-cut like cheating and interference and disqualifications in pay-per-view matches. It happened more than a few times in 2011, and I'm telling you this right now. When someone pays for a pay-per-view, they want to see a clear-cut winner. Even if there is, like, some interference or something like that, they want to see a clean 1-2-3. When there's a DQ in a pay-per-view, the viewer, the person watching, feels cheated. Bottom line, because they're paying for it. And even though it happens on Impact or Raw or Lucha Libre USA and stuff like that, fans feel retarded. They feel like, what the hell just happened here? Why didn't we see a winner? And I'm not saying that DQs and interference aren't a part of professional wrestling. They are. They advance storylines. They're catalysts to future events. They're foreshadowing. They're all these things. They're a great storytelling device. But when they're used in excess, they water down the product and they make the viewer feel that they just wasted their time. And a lot of the problem with TNA in 2011 is a lot of people felt like by watching it, they were wasting their time. So what creative has to do is just stop it with the constant swerves. Poor Abyss. Poor Mr. Anderson. Samoa Joe. All these bad angles swerving back and forth, changing their minds about things, changing their attitudes about others, blah, 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 blah. It's just stupid. 3 great wrestlers that all 3 of them have reasonable skill on the mic. Anderson is great on the mic. Joe is good. And Abyss is okay. They can advance storylines by themselves. They need to go out and have great matches and be in feuds. They cannot just back and forth, good guy, bad guy nonsense. It's just, it's not fun to watch. It's uneven, it's disjointed, and it disconnects the audience with the character. Professional wrestlers are all about drawing money, making money, getting people interested in their characters. It's pretty hard to get interested in the character when you're completely befuddled to what their actions may be. Yes, it's great to be surprised, and you want to be surprised when you're watching professional wrestling. But when their actions border on insane and make absolutely no sense because the characteristics of the character have not been defined in any way, shape, or form, what you have is illogical writing that doesn't have any emotional connection. It doesn't mean anything. And that's the biggest problem with TNA right now. Is they have all of these angles that they try and push, make no sense, and then they forget about them. Fortune could have been like one of the biggest things in 2011. When Fortune went good and they were fighting Immortal and stuff like that, that could have been great. Now what happened? AJ Styles and Kazarian are a tag team. Robert Roode's a world champion, who's absolutely not over yet, and he needs to get over and fast. James Storm is fighting Kurt Angle, still basically testing the waters of a possible singles career. And Immortal is still around, but they're bland, they're vanilla. They're not over. So what TNA has is one big heel faction that's not over, and just a bunch of other people in the middle trying desperately to be viable, to be entertaining. The writing itself hasn't been able to do it. And they're not having their stars wrestle enough to get under the skin or to get into the hearts of the audience. So in order for TNA to get to where they need to be, that's what they need to do. They need to get into their audience's hearts. How do you do that? With wrestling. With clear-cut, easy-to-digest, and entertaining angles. With fun and interesting personalities that make you think and make you wonder. The only thing we wonder right now about TNA is if they're going to be around next year at this time.